The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome. And I just, all of you know this, but I'll maybe start a little bit of what I'm going to say with this idea that having a more open, softer heart has so many benefits, not only, you know, just as part of a Buddhist practice or as part of a spiritual practice, but of course has so many benefits just in our daily lives and the way that we show up in the world, including that it enables us to care. You know, warm-heartedness is a way to be open to just that whole gesture, that movement of the heart to caring, and to care about others, and to care about ourselves both. You know, sometimes we're dismissive of ourselves and we're putting everybody else first, you know, and sometimes that's appropriate. We have young kids. We definitely need to be taking care of them. They're not able to take care of themselves. But sometimes we might find ourselves in a habit when we're always putting other people first or their needs first. And maybe you know somebody who, when you ask, well, where shall we go to lunch, or where shall we meet for coffee or something like that, they always are saying, well, I don't care, wherever you want to go, or something like this. Or there might be times when people are feeling to have too much difficulties in their lives, and they aren't able to care about others just because they're feeling under this tsunami of difficulties, emotional pain, physical pain, whatever it might be. So with loving kindness practice helps us to soften our hearts and to be available in which we can care. But, of course, it's not the only reason why we practice this. It's also to help us to tap into our own beauty, our own worthiness, our own dignity, you know, and to have some respect for ourselves in some kind of way. So it's not only to recognize that sometimes it might be easier to see that in others and not for ourselves, or sometimes it might be easier to see it in ourselves and not in others. But all of us have, you know, some beauty and something dignified inside them. So when these two things are combined, that is, when we care and when we know we are worthy, then we can bring these things together and we can help make change. We can be agents of change. Not in any big dramatic way, even though that might be true, but in just maybe it's a subtle way that we feel like we have some agency with this caring and knowing that we are worthwhile, we have our own ability to do things, to be in the world, in whatever way that is. So that helps us to stand up and say no when that needs to be said. It helps us to reach out to others when we can, when we are able to lend a helping hand. But these two things together, if we don't know that we are worthy, or if we don't have enough self-respect, then we won't be helping, reaching out and helping others, or instituting change, or whatever it might be. So in some ways, loving kindness practice, both for other people and for ourselves, enable these two different elements to come together, that if we choose to, if it's appropriate for us, if there, then we can be agents of change. Or there might be cases in our lives when maybe we don't want to, but it's what's needed, is to stand up and be able to make a change. And maybe that change is for ourselves too, to say, you know, it's time for me now to start eating better. My health is, I need to be as healthy as possible. for because either there's a lot of smoke happening, if you're here in the Bay Area, the quality of the air is poor, or maybe there's some other health challenge in order to be able to support that. Or maybe if you just ever happen to be in a pandemic, that where it's good to have a solid immune system, for example. So I just want to bring together these two ideas that when we care and we feel like we're worthy, then some change, we can help make a change happen without feeling like you have to. But there might be times in which what's really will be of what's needed or for our benefit and the benefit of others. So maybe with that as an introduction, we'll do some loving kindness practice. We can take an alert, upright posture. And we can begin just by feeling into what does it feel like to be here at this moment? What does it feel like to be sitting here? Maybe feeling into the obvious places in the body in which you are here. That might be feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. Maybe what's obvious is the sounds around you. If there's a lot of sounds, we can fold those in to our experience. We don't have to turn them into problems. And to help us settle and get connected, do a gentle, easy body scan, bringing our awareness to the face, place where we hold a lot of tension, the eyes and the jaw, the shoulders, having them be away from the ears. And it can be helpful to bring a little bit of awareness to the chest and see if there might be just a really small movement that allows the chest to open. Really tiny movement. Maybe it's not even noticeable to others. Just a slight movement in the shoulders back and the chest to be open. And the belly soft, relaxed. Again, feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body where you're sitting. And bring in awareness to the upper legs, lower legs, and the feet. Upper arms, lower arms, and hands. And then we can rest our awareness on the sensations of breathing. Just feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Maybe the movement of the chest or the belly. We'll just hang out here for a little bit with the sensations of breathing. Nowhere else to be, nothing else to do right now. We're just here. And then to begin the loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy to feel warm-heartedness, care, respect, love, kindness, warmth. Doesn't have to be complicated. Maybe even just go with the first person that came to mind. Or if it's not a person, maybe it's a kitten, puppy, or baby. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, you can say these words. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can check in with the body and use any feelings of well-being or spaciousness or warmth, maybe in your chest, in your belly. Maybe it's more of a diffuse feeling. Allowing that sensation, that experience to support you. Maybe in some kind of way, the loving kindness comes from that space. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to expand that loving kindness to include ourselves. Bring to mind either a felt sense of what it's like to be here right now, or an image of yourself. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Is there a way in which loving kindness for yourself can be felt as a in the heart, or maybe it's just a general softening? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness even further, to include neutral people, that is, people that we don't know, we don't have a relationship with. This might be a mail carrier. This might be the person you see in your neighborhood sometimes, maybe driving by or maybe going for a walk. It can be a little bit more challenging to do loving kindness to somebody that we don't know. Can you bring to mind somebody that you don't know? Maybe it's somebody in this Zoom call that you don't know. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can we extend a loving kindness to those that we don't know? But a specific person, not so much the abstract, but a specific person. And then we'll expand even further, maybe in a little bit more of an abstract way, to all beings to the north. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Just in the northern direction. If you're not sure which direction is north, just choose one. Just choose one direction. And then all beings to the east. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. There are countless beings to the east. There are countless beings also to the south. You can send loving kindness to them also. Now to the south. And then, of course, to the west. All beings to the west. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. So now can we extend it to all beings everywhere? Maybe it's a sphere that, or maybe a sphere is the best, that just gets bigger and bigger. This radiation of our care and loving kindness, warmth. A bubble in some kind of way that gets so big, then it just pops and there's no longer a barrier or no longer a limit. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings live with ease. And for the remainder of this meditation period, what feels like a practice that would be supportive for you right now? Maybe to be with lovable beings. Maybe to be some kind of for yourself. Maybe a neutral person. Maybe all beings. Which feels like it would be supportive for you, helpful for you. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this combination of having some warm-heartedness, having some care, and believing that we have, that we're worthy, that we are, have some agency, that we can make a difference in the world, we can make a difference in our lives. These two things come together, which really can help create the conditions in which maybe something new can unfold, something we can help out somebody in a way that maybe we hadn't before, or, you know, reach out to others. Maybe we felt shy or embarrassed and didn't want to, or maybe we see something that's some injustice that is happening, and maybe we can do in some small way, maybe in some big way, we can make a difference when these two things come together. So a big part of integrating, metabolizing, experiencing, understanding our experiences can be to share them with others. Sometimes just the act of having to put our thoughts into sentences can help clarify our own thinking. And maybe we don't even know what we're thinking until we hear ourselves say them out loud. I've certainly had that experience. So I'm going to put you into some breakout rooms where you have an opportunity either to discuss this idea of care and a sense of worthiness coming together enables some new things, or maybe you could talk about, if you like, the experience of we went through very specific categories with specific individuals to then kind of more abstract, you know, just all beings to the north. And how was that? How was that experience of going from the specific to the more general or more abstract? So you can talk about either of those. And then we'll meet for 13 minutes. I'm just putting in this number here, kind of a random number. And maybe I'll put 12. For 12 minutes. And then I'll see you back here. Have fun. Okay, so welcome back. Welcome back.
Wow.
So would anybody like to share a comment or a question or something about from a small group, or maybe something from earlier? So Paul in Boston, I see you have a question.
Not a question. It's just the last thing I said in the group, that the key is when it's not going well, when what you bring to when it's not going well. That's what I got.
Yeah, yeah, right. And so, and part of the reason why we practice is just so that we have some, I don't know, familiarity, or we know how to go to not just respond in a way that's unhelpful, but to have some resources that we can draw on when things are not going well. Yeah, thank you, Paul.
To that theme, Diane, I really appreciate you say this pretty regularly, sort of early in the practice when we're thinking of our lovable being, maybe to notice if there are any sort of physical sensations or warmth or something of that nature, to kind of just note it and use it as a support. And I will say that so many times since I've heard you say that specifically, when I have a like observation of, oh, I don't like this, or oh, some aversion kind of come in, I can say, remember that feeling. Remember that feeling. Like, you know, it's in there. It's in there too. It's not just the other feeling, right? It's all there. And it's to the same point as Paul has made, but specific to something you've taught us. Thank you.
Yes, yes, you're welcome. Yeah, it's so often, right, when we are filled with aversion or whatever it is, to feel like that's our entire experience, but to recognize, oh yeah, there's some of these other experiences happening too. often physical ones that are pleasant or neutral even. Yeah. Thank you, Jess. Anybody else have a comment? Yes, Sheila.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've never felt anything physically when, you know, saying these phrases. But then I also wonder, it's easy to do it for someone you care about, you know, sending loving kindness. But a neutral person and the whole wide, I'm not sure if I'm being sincere, you know. It's like, am I just saying these words or do I really mean them since I don't know these people? You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, this is a great point. I think there's a few ways we could look at that. One is there's a different ways to approach love and kindness. And one is to just stay with the lovable being and just stay and stay and stay until this kind of warmth or love just oozes out of us to whoever's nearby, right? It's just radiating out of us. So that's one. Another one is to tap into whatever little, it's kind of building a little bit on what Jess said, even a small amount of warmth or care and that we might be feeling physically, or maybe it's mentally, there's some warm-heartedness, quote-unquote, in the mind or in the heart. And to take these little experiences that we have and can we allow them to grow? And this idea of, you know, for all beings or people that we don't know is maybe an encouragement to allow maybe these small experiences we have to get bigger and bigger without forcing them and without making them happen. And then maybe the last thing that I'll say, Sheila, is that maybe we don't have, at the moment, we're not experiencing particular loving kindness towards those individuals that we don't know. But can we appreciate that maybe we have the intention to have some loving kindness towards others, that, you know, that we haven't really organized our life, that I'm only going to have warmth towards these people and everybody else, no. But instead to recognize, okay, this is a direction or an aspiration or an intention to go that direction. And maybe to appreciate that and to feel into that intention or aspiration. Thank you, Sheila. Yeah. Maybe time for one more comment. Tom, I see that you unmuted yourself. Is this because?
Yeah, I'm kind of pausing. But I'm working on what you said. I have one sibling, one brother, a couple years older than me, and I'm in La Jolla, California. He lives up in Los Angeles, and we just don't speak. We just don't speak. He's not the nicest person in the world, and there's no relationship whatsoever. And I'm just really. That's one of the things I struggle with, like almost every day, is forgiveness, kindness, being the better person. I just can't get there right now. I'm working on it, but I just can't get there right now. But I know I have to accept him for who he is. And so it's like you said, the seed has been planted. Right now, it just hasn't germinated. I'm hoping it does very soon, but I'm working on it. So these kind of groups really help me because at least I'm not doing anything, but at least I'm thinking about it. And when we do these meditations about loving, you know, kindness and compassion and metta, that's one of the people when we talk about someone that we have an issue with or a problem with that we want to have them have happiness and compassion. He always comes to the front. Anyway, just like I said, the seed's planted. I hope it grows. I hope it grows.
Beautiful. Thank you. To plant the seeds, right? And you know, we talk about difficult people for a reason, right? Because it's difficult. We use that title or that name for them. And, you know, Tom, I agree 100% with you. This is how it starts. This is how it starts. And this is why we start with lovable beings. We start where it's easy. And it might be that we just stay there for a while, just feeling, making, I don't know, some allowing that experience to grow and for us to have some familiarity. Maybe we stay there for some while and then it just starts to grow and grow and grow. Thank you. Thank you all. Lovely to practice with you all. So wishing you all a wonderful rest of the evening, wherever you might be. And may our practice together, may our intention of cultivating loving kindness, may it be for the benefit of all beings everywhere. Thank you. And I'll unmute us all with our invitation for you to unmute so that we can all say goodbye. Bye.
Bye, bye, everyone.
Thank you, Diana. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rach.
Thanks, Diana.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Linda.